Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
The 2016 Oklahoma winter wheat crop could be the best crop we've had in the last several years since 2012, according to the crop scouts that gathered yesterday at the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association meeting in Oklahoma City. They gathered together, they added up the results. 130 million bushels is the prediction for the crop as of early May. Mike Schulte of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission says that is great news if we can realize it.
Yes, the numbers that were reported this year at the meeting compared to the last several years, a much more positive outlook as far as what's out there in the field today compared to those previous years. No doubt we still have a month before harvest, so you know, in Oklahoma a lot of things can still happen. I still like to be optimistic though based on what we currently are seeing, and so we are hoping that things this year as far as the bushel amounts that come in are going to be much greater than what we've had in the previous years, the last 5 or 6 years.
The prediction for the Oklahoma wheat crop by the numbers, 130 million bushels on a yield of 34.3 bushels per acre, about 3.8 2 million acres expected to be harvested this year, according to the crop scouts. Meanwhile, second day of the Kansas wheat crop tour shows that crop's a lot better off in that state than a year ago. A year ago, they were mid-30s on their bushels per acre. Day two yesterday, 49.3 bushels per acre are what the crop scouts were seeing. Now, let's talk about quality for just a moment, if we might, about this year's winter wheat crop. Mark Hodges with Plains Grains talking with fellow farm broadcaster Jesse Harden yesterday at the Wichita Report session of the Kansas Wheat Crop Tour, and he said that this year's wheat crop has to be a better quality crop. We really, really need it.
Well, of course, quality is always important to us, as is yield, but this year is probably more important than it's been in the last several years, in the sense that because of the rain we got at harvest, because of the stripe rust I mentioned last year, which is an epidemic from Texas all the way through Nebraska into South Dakota, that it really hurt us from a quality standpoint because the rust shut the plant mechanism down before those kerms were fully developed. So we were kind of short on quality. We really need a good quality crop this year, as well as the yield, but we do need the quality to go to the mills, to go to the customer.
Mark Hodges with Plains Grains. Shifting gears and looking at trade, it looks like Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee in the presidential race this fall, and he has been bashing trade, slamming trade deals, NAFTA, and now talking more specifically about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Don't expect him to back off that issue at all, and that could be bad news for agriculture, who wants TPP to be approved. Going to be hard for Congress to bring it up with all the rhetoric against it in the presidential race. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Griswold Cattle Company commercial female sale, Friday, May 6th at the Perkins Oklahoma Stockyard Sale Barn. The sale features 150 pairs, 100 Angus cows of the Linscob Ranch in South Dakota, 40 bred heifers, 150 spring pairs, and bred cows. For more information, call John Griswold, 405-780-3300, or Craig Sand, 405-564-4319, or go to the website, www.griswoldcattle.com.
That's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.